Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. And today, we are going to go over the NFL, the Major League Baseball playoffs, and the big NCAA matchup between Alabama and Tennessee. First, I want to talk about the Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians win the game 2-0. I thought the biggest moment of the game came in the top of the first when, unfortunately, they had Josh Donaldson on first, and it was a double that was hit by Encarnacion, and Donaldson couldn't score because of his injury, and it was a double where most everybody would score. He didn't score, and in my mind, I said, if they don't get a run here, they're going to lose just because of this momentum that Cleveland has. And they got Corey Kluber got out of first, and he ended up striking out six batters, and they just completely shut the Toronto Blue Jays down, and Toronto was frustrated. And then it was 0-0, and I said, if the Indians even get one run, they're going to win this game. And Francisco Rendon hits a two-run homer, and it was very unfortunate because Marco Estrada pitched eight innings. He pitched a full game, and he actually outpitched Kluber, but he didn't get the decision on one bad pitch. And he was terrific, mixing up his off-speed with his fastball. He doesn't throw hard, but he's a smart pitcher. Corey Kluber just had his breaking pitch. I mean, his breaking balls were disappearing. And he was getting the corner. He was getting the calls. And the Jays batters were frustrated. It just seemed like they weren't ready for Cleveland bringing the fight to them, because Toronto just blew out Texas, and now you're in a dogfight. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have to get games 2 and 3. They have pitching for them, and then the matchup favors them in game 3. And the Blue Jays better get one of these games in Cleveland, and they better get that first one in the Rogers Center. Or if they do lose, they're going to have to win all three in the Rogers Center and try to take some momentum back to Cleveland, because Cleveland has all the momentum. They look like they might be a little more mentally tougher than Jays. Jays have more talent. They got great hitters, but Bautista was frustrated. Encarnacion was frustrated. Everybody was mad at the umpire, and they just weren't focused. And Cleveland, you know, they do what they have to do. They field the ball well, and then Andrew Miller comes in. Once Miller comes in, you know, he pitches the seventh and eighth, and you're in trouble because his slider is ridiculous. And then Cody Allen comes in to get a save, and that's it. It's a 7-8 game with Cleveland. It's a big advantage they got. When they got that deal for the Yankees to get Andrew Miller, that was big. His slider's a hard, nasty. Then if you're sitting on the slider, he'll throw you a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that you're not ready for. And that's what hurt the Blue Jays. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then the other matchup, we had the Cubs and the Dodgers, and I just think – the Cubs have to stay with the formula. Starters go 6 or 7. Stroop, Rendon, take care of business. You have to have that formula. They really didn't have it and got away with it against the Giants. Stroop, Rendon have to hold the 7th and 8th to get it up, to set it up for Chapman. That's your key for success, because the Dodgers are scrappy. They have way more heart than any of the Dodger teams had in the past years. I think Baez is the real X factor. Javi Baez is big for the Cubs because not only does he give them hits, he gives them energy. Just the way he fields, and that's going to be the key. Kershaw, I don't care what he does in the season, he can give 10 runs. He won me over. I always loved Kershaw, but I hope he won the media over as a big game pitcher after what he did in Game 7 against the Washington Nationals, coming in on a day's rest in the ninth inning to save Roberts from looking really bad for putting his reliever in the 7th. I think if the Cubs could just get the game to 6 or 7 in Chicago, I think they could close the Dodgers out. The Dodgers are probably looking to get a split and then finish them in Dodger Stadium and not let it go to 6 or 7. I think the Cubs could survive in 7. I picked the Mets last year. I was right. I don't pick – so because that I like the team, I don't just pick – I have to be professional. If I think the Dodgers will win, I would definitely pick the Dodgers. Dodgers definitely have a chance. I respect the heck out of this particular team. The years gone by, it happened. Now, in college, the big matchup is Tennessee and Alabama, and I'm going to tell you, both teams are 15-round fighters. Tennessee is more mistake-prone. Bama is Bama. Their defense is better than it's been. Humphreys on the back end as a corner is good. Their front seven is ridiculously good. They're going to give Josh Dobbs trouble, but I'm going to tell you, Dobbs is the kind of guy that has always beat Alabama in the past. You had Nick Marshall, Trevor Knight when he was a freshman in Oklahoma, and the quarterback from Ohio, Mac 12, when he was playing there. The name escapes me when they beat Alabama. It's the same spread offense type of game. And I think Alvin Kamara is the key, because he's not going to run really good against Alabama's tough sling, but you run a little, but him out of the backfield, him out of the wildcat, could be extremely dangerous. Alabama is 51st in the NCAA in passing over 10 or more yards. When a team passes over 10 or more yards, they're 51st in the nation. So Dobbs, he's got to get it going early. You don't get it going early, you're in trouble. Now, can Jalen Hurts do well on the road as a freshman who has shows poise? This is a real tough, rough road game. Can he get the job done? Josh Dobbs has to be the best player on the field to go along with Kamara because they're explosive. Now, whenever a team scores 24, if Alabama's even and the other team scores 24 points and Alabama has 24 and it's a dogfight when both teams score over 24, Alabama's 5-4. So if Tennessee wants to get Alabama out of their pound, ground, and pound game, because now, unfortunately, Tennessee can be run on. Because last week, Williams destroyed him on 198 yards rushing. And they give up big plays. They lose concentration. Can't do that against Alabama. Can't fall behind against Alabama like they've done and come back heroically. They're a heroic, tough team. Alabama's a tough-minded team. This is as good a battle as it's going to get. It's a problem. Tennessee has an easier schedule going forward. Alabama, you beat Tennessee, you got to go play. A&M at home, which is going to be tough. You got Auburn at home, which is now going to be tough because Auburn has woke up. Then you got to go to LSU, and LSU's kind of revitalized out of because of Coach Ogeron. And so there's a lot of tough matchups for Alabama. This is not a gimme for Alabama to run the table. But even if they lose one game, say for instance they lose to Tennessee, that could be the best thing to ever happen to Alabama because Tennessee can run the table, and then you get a rematch. And you're not playing in Knoxville. Now, that could be a revenge game. But if Tennessee loses and they're able to get an SEC championship game and maybe see Alabama again, if Alabama loses, that helps Mississippi Ole Miss. Ole Miss may lose to Arkansas. This is why the SEC is so much better than, I mean, not so much, but a little better than the ACC, but much better than other conferences. Because from 1 to 12, every game is a mental grind. Even Vanderbilt is tough. Now, before I go, I do want to break down the Cowboys game. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Cowboys in Green Bay just because of the fact that the strength of Dallas, Prescott throwing short passes and Ezekiel Elliott running, is the strength of the Packers defense. The Packers defense is probably more successful to the deep ball, and Prescott doesn't do that. And Aaron Rodgers is due. He's kind of not playing his best game. He's not having his best year so far. He's got 876 yards and 9 TDs. He may be ready to have a breakout game. I want to see how good this defense is anyway. I got the Packers surviving against the Cowboys. It would not surprise me if the Cowboys went there and won, because the Cowboys are playing really good. And the Packers are playing I just think the Packers are due for a pretty good performance. Real close game, maybe a game-winning field goal, and the Packers win. I have the Seattle Seahawks over the Atlanta Falcons in a tight game. The Falcons have the formula to beat the Seahawks because they could flat-out run that football. And you know, with the way they run the ball and the way Seattle at times can be run on. The Dallas ran on when they had DeMarco Murray that time. It's not going to be easy, because you're going up into the plate out there in Seattle, which is tough. But Atlanta took another challenge. They beat up on Denver, who's struggling right now. And they won on the road in Oakland, which is now a really good road win. So they have a good formula. Devontae Freeman is going to be the key. Him running and receiving. Julio Jones and Richard Sherman is worth the price of admission. What a great, great matchup. And I think they're going to just put Richard Sherman on Julio Jones the entire game and make Sanu and Jacob Tammy beat him. And then put a ton of pressure on Matt Ryan. And then when Sanu and Jones, Tammy, you catch it, smash them. Because Seattle is a basic defense. They don't really change their look. They just punch you in the face. And I think Seattle will survive that and move on and win that game. Would not surprise me if Atlanta won on the road, but I'm going to go with the home team. So Monday when I do my show, we're going to find out where I was right and where I was wrong.